Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. I'm your host, Maureen Spielman, and today I'm joined by Alethea Lindo, former psychotherapist turned multidimensional energy practitioner. In this episode, we explore what it really means to work with energy, the quantum field, and our own vibration. Alethea shares how her energy work informs all aspects of her life. Today, we also dive into how we can hold a higher frequency without abandoning compassion for another, how unresolved emotions create energetic pinch points that can show up in the body, the role of fascia in our lymphatic system as an information highway, the possibility of instant shifts in wellness when we focus on a healed state, and our work with millionaire and billionaire consciousness, and why expanding into abundance is part of our soul's evolution. This conversation is an invitation to dream bigger, decondition old narratives, especially around money, healing, and worth, and begin relating to yourself as an energetic being with far more possibility than you've ever been taught. Let's dive in, and thanks for being here. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman. And today I'm super excited because I'm sitting with Alethea Lindo. And Alethea lives only a few towns away from me. And as I was just saying to her before we began, that so many friends of mine in town have known her for a long time. And so they have spoken highly of your work, Alethea. And I just knew that I would meet you at some point. I've seen you on other podcasts. And before we get into who you are and what you do, just trusting that this is the perfect time for us to meet, to record, and that things happen when they're meant to happen. And I know you know a lot about that. So welcome.
Thank you so much, Maureen. It's such a pleasure to be here, and I love your work and the people you invite, and just your presence with creating this space for individuals. So thank you for that.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I just take that to heart. You know, I always create a mini script when I go to record a podcast, you know, looking up information about my guest, understanding them, you know, where they've come from. So I'll just say in a nutshell from my memory that work-wise, you started out as a psychotherapist, then you were a therapist who started to pull in what's often considered mind-body techniques about whether it was yoga or mindfulness or some breath work. And then that led you into just these different terrains of studying the chakra system. I saw that you studied EFT and just like these newer invitations and layers to explore what is energy work really. But your body of work and this journey that you've been on has led you from one interest to the next and opened door after door after door. So, I mean, I don't know if you want to say, you know, some things about where you've come from or even start with how that informed you with what you're doing now. And then I want to get into questions about like, whoa, how does that work? And what are the underpinnings and foundations of the work you do? So it's kind of broad, but I'll start there.
Perfect. Oh my goodness. I think this is the best summarization of what I do I've ever heard. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. It's been quite a meandering journey and led me to a place where I got to explore the world of energy and what that meant. And that actually shifted a lot for me. I wasn't in a very good place at that time. And stepping into understanding what energy is, our connection to source, and then studying that just opened my world. I went from being depressed to being the most excited, happy person I've ever, felt like. So huge transformation. And that's really what my mission, as I move forward in life is to hold that vibration for others also. And I know, I think, we're all familiar with the empath and what that energy does is we feel so deeply that we lean into are, the people that we are surrounded with or people who we see suffering to help them. But I think you and I might have talked about this before. It's kind of like someone's in a hole and we jump in with them. But what I learned over time and doing this energy work is it's in our best interest to stay above the hole, hold that high vibration so that they have an opportunity to come meet us there and
Okay.
we can guide them out of that hole.
So that sounds like it's based in energetic principles, because
Yes.
some people might think of that as like, well, then you're bypassing where the person's at. You're not with them in their emotions. But what you're suggesting is like, can you say the background of even that energetic principle? And I don't know where to start necessarily there. It could be with that specific question or something broader that would.
Yeah. Let's go there because this is beautiful. This is something that I have over the years, just, try to really dive in and make sense of. What you were saying is if we're not connecting with the individual where they're at, that was my practice as a therapist. It was drilled in me. You are meeting the person where they're at. And so I struggled with that for a while. Like, how could I just abandon them? And so what I learned was it's not my job to help them feel better. I cannot make you feel better. Nobody can make me feel better. I have to do that myself. So to me, if I am above the whole, so to speak, from that space, I can empower them to meet me where I'm at. And that empowerment is very different than sympathy. So I think we as empaths get stuck in that sympathy, even empathy mode, and that's not enough.
And that also leads, I think people can identify with this. If that's what we've been doing, it can lead to a lot of exhaustion, not
Yes.
surprisingly, and
Yes.
burnout, if that's that, because I relate it to almost an overgiving role. Like what, and it is kind of like whether, I'm not saying this is true of every situation, but to me in the moment, what's coming is, oh, I don't know what it is. It had the, like a fix it energy to it, but that person will feel more supported if I'm in the muck with them, if I'm in the density.
Yes.
But we
Yeah.
need to
So,
look at
yeah.
that. Is that
Absolutely.
true?
So there's a place for that. So
Okay.
for myself, I was a therapist for 20 plus years, and then I started adding these different modalities. What I did learn was in those years, I learned how to hold space for someone. And so I think that's really where the confusion can come up is how do I hold space yet stay above ground, right?
Yes.
And that's the evolution, I think, for the therapist or for the individual practitioner, is
Okay.
learning that there is a place for creating space for someone and allowing them to feel what they're feeling, but at the same time, for us to be able to hold our vibrations so we don't over-support. Maybe that's the best word I can think of.
Yeah, I think it's really understandable the way you're saying it, and I think it's almost like a knowing or feeling with what you're saying, the truth in that. So I was thinking, Alifia, about, because I had recently read, and I'm the type that will read and I don't remember necessarily facts or like all the things, but when I read something that feels true to me, it's just like wow after wow. And I was reading Greg Braden's The Divine Matrix, and it's just a lot of about energy and the quantum field. And so I don't know if it's too early to get into that, but I know it informs a lot of the current work you're doing. But, just these general principles that are often thrown around, but do we really understand? Like everything is interconnected, everything is energy. What is the space between you and I? What is that something more than just like invisible air that we see? Because are these the underpinnings of the truth of the statements I just made?
Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful. Let's just dive in. Because I mean, a lot of the times we think of it in linear fashion, like let's start with this and then we go with this. But in the quantum world, which is where we're going, is it's all interconnected and it's all happening at the same time. So it's fair to say, let's just jump right in. As you mentioned, everything is made up of energy. And so if we can, imagine that our physical bodies are, I guess, matter in 3D reality. And then we also have a field of energy around us. And so we're all walking bodies of matter and energy. And those fields intersect as we move around. And so the way I look at it is we have every bit of us is energy, and there's every bit of matter vibrates. So every thought we have is also energy that vibrates, and every cell in our body is also energy that vibrates. Now, the key, the goal with quantum understanding is recognizing that there is, with the vibration and with those frequency, there's information. So for example, the surface level of our skin has all these sensors. And at every given moment, what we are doing as human beings is we're walking around and trying to pick up what is coming onto our sensors from the field. The more we are in tune with this body and energy body, the more we have access to the quantum world. A lot of us, because of our, so let's break this down as past, present, and future. What we've talked about, for example, what we do in therapy is we're really accessing the past. We're trying to make sense of the past. From the understanding of the quantum world, there is no past, present, or future. There's just the now. But if we have stuff from our past that is not resolved, then our energy body keeps going back into that space.
Oh, okay.
So that we're not in the present moment.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
And so in order for us to really live our best lives and access the quantum world, we have to resolve the past so we can stay present and then create a beautiful future of our choosing.
Okay.
So that's just in a nutshell kind of how the quantum relates to us as human beings.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that everything around us, including us, is matter. It's all in communication with one another. We're in communication with the field. The field's in communication with us. And I loved what you were saying about our skin, because I noticed and how sensitive we are. And I noticed on your about page that you also had studied lymphatics and our fascial system. My guest last week, Heather Frelich, does a lot of fascial work. And she was talking about how it's often called, I think she said, the tissues of our consciousness.
Yes.
So that's one thing when I was thinking about our conversation today, the thing that I'm blown away by is the pristineness and the complexity in a beautiful way of our beingness. And whoa, it's very, very high level, but we never knew this stuff. So it's completely, even though I know the quantum world has been talked about in certain circles for years, this is not yet broken out that widely. And so we're learning what is up with us. What do you have to say about that?
Oh my goodness. So, so important. And I listened to your last guest. Fascia is so, so important. And this is why, because we are the connection between, I guess, our humanity and source. So when we talk about fascia, if our fascia is all condensed and tight, we are not open to receiving.
Wow. That's a like.
Yeah. So when they say there's issues in our tissues, that's really what it is. It's fascia is our information highway. So we, when we open up our fascia, we open up our bodies. Like, so our energy, so if you want to think of, you know, when we talked about the energy fields around us, when we have a lot of emotional, I guess, issues that we haven't resolved. So we're all going to have emotional stuff. It's the things that we haven't resolved from our past. That's why we go to therapy, right? If we haven't resolved them, it is still in our energy body and it constricts our field. So our healthy energy field, if you can imagine outside our body, should be at least a few feet out.
Okay.
But most of us are walking around with these fields that are barely a few inches above our skin.
Wow. And then also in the past, we were taught that there were maybe, you know, like a handful of modalities to help us shift.
Yes.
Yeah. What wasn't yet resolved. But the thing that has really opened my eyes is there's many ways to get to our unintegrated material.
Absolutely. A gazillion ways. If you can think it, then you can use it, is how I look at it.
Say more about that.
So if you, you know, as you saw in my bio, I've been so interested, you know, I was joking around with someone else I was on a podcast with. I feel like I am a squirrel going down a rabbit hole. That's how it feels, because I get excited about something and then I go dive into it and then explore it and then kind of get certified and all that good stuff. But those are all different modalities. So for example, for you, if you decide, okay, going back, let me just back up a little bit. We as individuals have a soul's calling, right? We're all souls, we're all souls in a human existence, right? And so we come here with desires. And so our desires are unique to us. And what excites me may not excite you. So if I just follow what excites me and I get curious about that and pay attention to that, that will lead me to the different modalities. So I may not be a practitioner of anything. I may just be your average person just walking down the street or say an accountant. But they have this desire of running a marathon. And so they get excited about working with their bodies and then getting more flexible. That is what will help them.
That's the path, right? And when the willingness to follow the path, and you said something at the top of the hour, I think when you noted on, I think it was something around my beingness or the just the way we show up. And I've noticed too, when I go down the rabbit holes that I'm like, I should know that to serve my clients or something, but then I get in it and I'm like, why aren't I showing up for the class? Like, what are the things that are showing me that maybe the outside world is telling me that's, and it's not bad to explore that, but that our internal sensors know kind of quickly what is that really resonant with me? Is that is that the right path? And it orients us to something better, I would imagine.
And that's really where I firmly believe, and I kind of stay really strong in this mindset that I will not lower my vibration to meet someone where they're at anymore. I will hold my state of being and who and how I am showing up because I want you as the individual, if I'm there to support you, to be resourceful enough to find your own modality.
I like that.
And that doesn't mean that I don't seek help, right? So I could go to my friend who's a breathwork coach and say, I would like your support in that. But I am initiating it. Do you know what I mean? There's a slight difference there. And that's where the empowerment is. And I think we can lose sight, we can easily lose sight of that and say, just, I have this issue, help me, fix me, solve this for me, right?
I've been thinking recently too about even within a physical healing realm, that when physical healing being possible for what we're moving through, whatever that is for a person, can you talk that a little bit? Because certain fields I've read and I've experienced myself just this process of, oh, there is often spontaneous healing. If we're just even mentioning something like spontaneous healing, is that available for all on wellness?
Yes. Oh my goodness. I'm going to say something really radical. Okay. Anything can heal anything. And because I'm personally going through that myself, and it's a self-exploration, I have spent, I want to say, at least 8 to 10 years now at this point. I'm 50. It's been a long journey of menstrual issues and just dealing with extreme pain and a lot of the issues that come around that. And so I have literally spent so many years trying to find modality after modality and treatment after treatment and therapist after therapist to help me with this. And I have come to the realization that, first of all, instant remission is possible. It is available to each and every one of us. It is just that we are focusing on the wrong thing.
Tell me
If you
more.
are trying to focus on healing yourself, you are perpetuating the illness.
The wrongness of what's going on.
So for me, if I am focused on, oh, I have all this pain every month, I am focused on fixing this, then it's almost like the universe doesn't understand what you are, the nuances of it's not subjective, it's very objective. So where I put my attention is where all my energy goes. And that's what I attract, the law of attraction, right? Attract, you attract that to your experience.
So then, if we shift and focus on perfect
On the
health,
healed state,
the heal state, okay, and how do you kind of define or talk about the heal state?
So healed state is Let's talk a little bit about the auric fields. I know this is kind of jumping around a little bit, but
No.
as human beings, so we have the physical body, but then we also have these fields of energy around us. And so if you think of each chakra represents an auric field. So the first chakra has the first auric field around us, and then the second and the third, and go on and on we go. You know, a lot of us are familiar with the 12 energy fields. And so those are the each of those is an auric field around your physical body. So the understanding is in the first auric field, there is a perfect representation of your entire body in its perfection present in that energy field.
Fascinating. I did not know that.
Yeah. And the reason why it's not replicated in the physical body yet is because we have energetic blocks. So every time, say for example, say I had an issue with my mom growing up and I haven't resolved it. That's an energetic block in my field. So just like the fascia, how it gets pinned and it gets distorted, twisted, that's what's happening in our energy field. Every unresolved issue is a pinching off in the field. So
Wow.
now we don't have access, clear communication with that perfection that's present. Remove those blocks and your body comes back into physical health.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I had an interesting, like, if anyone who listens every week, I was noting a few weeks ago that I've had a shoulder issue. And this past weekend, I had an opportunity to just kind of break down a bit. And I let go of so much that I needed to release. And I have to tell you, I'm going back to the chiropractor today, but this shoulder feels really good. And
Yeah.
I know that this shoulder was representing a lot, and I still want to be careful with it, but in the physical sense, but it was just, you know, I think a lot about how when we are walking through something that feels challenging to us, like, how do you, because what I'm wondering about you, Alethea, like when you've studied these things, you've learned through experience that, like, I hold this really high intention to hold my frequency high. Like, what are ways for us to access this in terms of, is it daily practices? Is it kind of what we
Yeah.
can put in place? Because I also am very curious about our emotional field. And like you're talking about the pinching off, but this weekend, I couldn't have scripted how it came out. It was
Exactly.
necessary, and I'm assuming that it does so on its own timeline, but you sometimes think, oh, well, I'm talking about this with somebody. I'm processing it this way. It's not like I'm completely avoiding it, but maybe these are just these trapped places too, these sort of like pinched off, hinged places that become unhinged.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can decide how long it takes for us to heal. We decide how long we want something to manifest or for it to take to manifest into our 3D world. We decide that. But it's just that we have the belief that it should take, oh, it's going to take X amount of time. So we create a belief and that gets imprinted in our field, and then the field reciprocates by providing you that duration. It's as
So
really as simple as that.
if I'm experiencing something in my body like that, then I look at all my friends who have had shoulder issues, and then
Exactly.
I think, well, gosh, women tend to get frozen shoulder. Like, I'm
Yes.
feeding a narrative.
Yes, it's a narrative. Yeah, it could be women, it could be other friends, it could be, oh, my friend who had X, Y, and Z happen, she experienced that. So then it's almost like that's the trend. That's how it works. Right. And so a lot of times we get a diagnosis from the doctor, and the doctor will say, you know what? Typically, this takes 6 months to heal. So what happens? You know, we believe that, right? We're believing someone who is trusted. For me, at this point in my life, I don't believe anything outside of me.
I love it.
I have full internal authority, and that's all I follow. And
And so,
that's how I can quantum leap so quickly.
okay. So, and also, the importance of having individuals like yourself who can hold the field for others. So then
Yes.
we really look at, like, how am I thinking about this? And I love how you're saying, because I know, you know, Laura O'Malley, who was on quite some time ago on the podcast, you know, she talks a lot about our thoughts. And when I first started reading things like in Abraham Hicks about, like, your thoughts create your reality, and even the most basic of statements that way, I'm like, I was still mired in certain parts of my story that I'm like, but there's always like, I think there's a place for many of us that's like, yeah, I don't quite believe that yet, but I like what they're saying. In that I like what Alethea is saying. I like what Laura's saying. I like what that's that seems like it's the light within us that is leading us
Absolutely.
to this truism.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really, that is how I see us human beings, right? We're not here to live a solo life. We're here to live in community. And each one of us, also for so the people around us are really our mirrors, a reflection for us to say, oh, I like that. Oh, I don't like that. So it's almost like you're leaning in or you're repelling. So when we talk about different people in the community or different practitioners, I'm not saying that we're going to have all the information that we need and you don't need anyone else, right? We're walking around, like I said, with our skins exposed and the skin's picking up information. And I walk around and I come across Maureen and I'm like, ooh, I like this. I want to go talk to her. I want more. I want to go, chat with her some more. Or no, I don't think this is for me. And then you move away, right? So the same thing with modalities. You walk around and you sense and you pick up what resonates, and then you lean into that. That's how I kind of experienced all the different things that I did. I just it was like lymphatic system. I just got obsessed, and I'm like, I just want to know more. And I dove in. I actually went to Philadelphia and I got trained. So it's not like I just sat. I'm in my home in my space and I'm doing nothing else but just leaning in. It's
Right.
So this is, I think this is a good, it's an important point that we should bring up is it's a dance, it's a balance, it's a dance between doing and being. So you're being, you're going inward, you're trying to figure out who you are, and then you go out into the world and be. And then you come back in and you kind of, I'm sorry, you come back, you go out and do, and then you come back in and you be. And then you go back out and do.
I like what you just said it though. Because you said, and you go out and be, because that even if it's a like a traditional doing, it is in your beingness. And so when we are clearing the blocks that were pinched off, and we, on whatever level we're knowing that we are interacting with the field, then does our conduit become clearer and more of what is meant for us comes to us? Like, that's
That's
exciting.
just a law. That's a law of attraction. So we have law of cause and effect and the law of attraction. I can go into that a little bit. Law of attraction, all that means is we are all vibrating. So we established that. We're all made up of energy and energy vibrates. That's its job. And so what happens is with the law of attraction is the energy that is vibrating, the particles that we're made up of vibrating, our job is to hold a certain frequency. So we're just randomly vibrating, as human beings. And then when we create an intention that, oh, I just want to feel good. I don't want that feeling that puts me in, like Abraham talks about downward spiral, right? I want to stay in the high vibrating frequency. Now you're choosing that. So the key really is to pick a frequency that is matching what you want to attract. That's it. It's really as simple as that.
For instance, recently I was wanting to be in the joy frequency, and I don't know what exactly the hertz is on that, but it was, I can feel it in myself. I can feel like I doesn't take me long to say that's the frequency, and then I'm there, it feels like.
Once you get good at it, that's all it takes is a thought, an intention, and boom, you're there. But it, I can't say that I was born that way. It took me decades to work it, right? I've really set an intention of I personal development was is important to me, and so I choose that every single day.
I love that. And so it's led you into sort of like a newer field of work, I want to say, where you're talking about billionaire consciousness. And like, let's talk about that and the what's possible for all of us, really, but also even being a woman living in the States here, how, it may be to some audacious to claim that. And, the parts of yourself that are like, that know that that's where you're being led. And let's start there. I mean, it's a, because it's a beautiful thing you're doing to even say it and put it out there. Wow.
It's all about, running the 4-minute mile, using that analogy, right? It is when it's done, then Once someone does runs a 4-minute marathon, you're like, I can do it. If they can do it, I can do it. And that's really my intention. And I think that's really what we're all here to do, right? Is to be some form of inspiration for someone else. I think deep down we all want that. It's just that we get lost in the muddle of stuff. So my intention really is, this is all very new for me. I kind of in January woke up one day and a lot of what I do now is based on guidance. And I got this thought popped in my head and it said, I stabilized billionaire consciousness. And I'm like, oh, wait, what? What does that even mean? And so it took me a few weeks and a few months now to unravel what that means. But it all started last year for me where I was like, wouldn't it be nice to be someone who could create a container, a six-figure container? And that seemed audacious at that point, right? It's so, but what that was my soul's desire kind of coming up. And I paid attention. And I just allowed it. And I got excited about it. I was like, ooh, what if that? I thought it would happen 5 years down the road. It took 6 months.
And is that saying something about the like both the field we're living in and what you on an individual basis have cleared, I would imagine.
So it's all about alignment. We talk about the mind. So you have the physical body, you have the mind, the emotions, and then you have the spiritual body. All three have to come into alignment, and it's almost like getting into the flow state, right? We're familiar with that. What does that really mean? That's all it is. It's we getting resistance out of the way so that who we are, energetically, physically, emotionally, is all in alignment, and there's no resistance, so things just flow. That's our natural state.
So how has the work been? Like when does it just feel like almost like download after download of how it's meant to come through? Because we talked about that too, like this idea when I, met you for coffee, that it is possible for us to do the work of inspiring another within a framework that feels really juicy to us, right? That allows us to, be in that role, be there for our family, travel, create adventure. Like it is all possible. And it doesn't, it's just to me, like, wow, were we ingrained or what with like the 9 to 5? Whoa.
Totally. There's so many different, I mean, as you're talking, I'm like, oh my God, there's so many different pieces to this. Yes, definitely the 9 to 5. That's a belief that we've been, I guess, indoctrinated, and that's how we live our lives, right? You get a job and you work. That's one piece. The other piece is we as women, we are taught that it's not about you, right? It's about us and in our capacity to serve. At least that was for me. It was almost like something that I grew up hearing from my mom and other women is be selfless, right? Now, the
Absolutely.
challenge with that is that prevents us from figuring out what we want. If we have just one takeaway from our call today, it would be if you can figure out what you want, then that's the biggest hurdle. So if you don't know what you want, then how can you pay attention to your desires?
Is there
So
an
that's
example?
step one.
Like, do you have an example that comes to mind for that?
Well, it could be anything, right? So it could be for me, if let's see, for the longest time, I put my family first. It didn't matter what I wanted. And it's very like cliche, right? What do you want for dinner? It doesn't matter. What do you want? Let's just go with what you want, right? We'll go out to eat. I mean, it doesn't matter. And so we're self-sacrificing because we don't, it's we're trained to not worry about what we think or want.
Okay,
It
that's a good
doesn't
example.
matter. So now what we're doing is well, you and I are talking about, we're flipping the script. In order for us to manifest, in order for us to work with a quantum field, each and every one of us, whether you're male, female, whatever, right? It's however we identify, each and every one of us has to figure out what we want. Because it is not about anyone else but us. And from a very philosophical stance, there's only you. There's no one else but you. We're all
And
one.
I think when we allow ourselves to dream or have that thing that has, we know. I've seen myself on stages. Have I yet been on a stage? No, but that is a vision
Exactly.
that's come over and over. I told you about my, knowing that someday the mystical sisterhood will sell. And the interesting thing about that, when we can have spaces to say that out loud and
That's
almost
it.
take up the space and be like, hell yeah, that's what I'm doing over here. And I don't, But these kind of conversations, I think, whether it's myself or the listeners or you, they just create, they kind of compound. They like, and that's got to be an energetic law too, right? Of the law of attraction.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, because you're putting it out into the field. I think we're so trained, and this was me for the longest time, is I can't say this because if I say this and it's not happened, I'm a liar.
Yes.
Right? So we get caught up in that mental loop of logistics and being ethical. That really doesn't kind of allow us to own it. Yeah, the way I guess the quantum world works is it's almost like you have to imagine it first. Then you step into the identity of it, and then you take inspired action. So if anyone was looking for a formula, that would be a formula. So like you
Yes.
said, you imagined, oh, I'm going to be on, I'm on stage. So now you are, the physical body doesn't know the difference, right? We know that. It's what we imagine, what we think is happening, is actually happening for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, that's always been fascinating to me. That's the interaction with quantum, right? That part. So for people, I mean, I think Mike Dooley is one. He's a great guy that talks a lot about this too. But I
Yeah.
believe in terms of our sort of, I don't know whether you call that like visioning or what you call it, but how would one practice that? Would it be sitting in stillness and having weather? Because I think I brought him up because I think he'll say like, you can take 5 minutes to do it. It doesn't
Yeah,
need,
it
but
doesn't
how
matter.
does it, but then does it just start to integrate into our life where it's, and that feels like a higher vibration. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. And there's so many paths to Rome, right? I mean, it's all paths also lead to Rome. So it doesn't matter what you do, basically,
Right.
it's the intention. So if you have an intention of really stepping into the quantum world and manifesting something, that's really where it starts. So if you, like you were saying, you know, if you want a step-by-step process, imagine. So just think of what would you like in this world, right? And for you said, I want to, it would be amazing to be on stage. And then
Yeah.
now it's up to you to kind of create a scene around that. What would that look like? What would you feel?
Right.
Who would be around? Who would be in the audience?
What
What
would you be
stage are
sharing?
you on?
Yeah. What stage are you on? And women too have been really conditioned to not say things like, I would love a really full bank account.
That's right. That's right. That can take us into a totally different direction if we wanted to. You know, it's money
Sure.
consciousness. We as a society, not just women, but men and women, we don't understand what money is and how it is energy and what kind of energy money is. Right? We're so fixated on an old narrative of what it's
Yeah.
provided for us that we don't understand how it works.
And that is that it's a flow of energy. Like what,
It's
when you
flow,
think,
yeah. It's money is
oh,
energy, period. That's
money
all it
is
is.
energy, period. Okay, so we think of it like the dollar bill or the $100 bill, or we see the
That's right.
green in our mind, yet it's just a flow happening. Now that is
Totally.
like, would you call that, because I know you talk a lot about like jumping timelines and stuff, like would you say for someone to go from like the 3D dollar, like $100 bill to like just something else in their mind, that that's a quantum leap?
Totally. Yeah. And so you can say $100 bill. So say I have $100 right now. And a quantum jump would be to have $1,000, right? And so what happens is we don't, our nervous system cannot understand how that happens. And so
Sure.
we just throw it out, like, oh,
Okay.
that's not possible. There's so many ways to get from 100 to 1,000. And that's just, so it's interesting because recently I started a class called Millionaire Identity. A lot of this is based on who we think we are.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's deconditioning a lot. And so when we can, if we're really interested in this work, what will happen is the individual will go through a deconditioning process of letting go of all the narrative and all the old beliefs that have gotten us here. You know what I mean? So there's an expression, it says, what got us here won't get us there. So all the stuff, all these beliefs, all this, you know, it was good. It got us from A to B to C to D to E. And we're
Right.
at E right now. But if you want to go to Z, like lickety split, I know how to do that. I don't have
That's
to take one step at a time anymore.
yes.
You know what
Yes.
I mean? It's
And
like, it's,
yeah.
yeah.
Well, and I know that you're working with individuals who work in different fields. And also, you know, a lot of people who are in intuitive or healing or whatever fields. And I have read over and over and over there that there's must be conditioning too, or lineage stuff that says these type of professions are not meant to make money. You should be giving away for possibly the suggestion free.
That's right.
Yes.
And I was caught in that mindset for a while myself. As I entered the world of energy and I started doing this work, it's almost like, oh, I don't need a lot. I can survive in, you know, just X amount and that's perfect. Yeah. And so a lot of my services I provided as a donation base. It was called donation based services. So I would give my service and I would, you know, you can give me whatever you want. That is really me saying that I don't deserve to receive more. That's what that was. So my mind said, oh, that's such an altruistic and, you know, selfless thing to do. But from an energy standpoint, it is me saying internally, you know, from a subconscious perspective, that I don't deserve more. And until I unpacked all of that, I couldn't see what abundance would look like and what actual receiving is. It's receiving is an allowing for more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
I know there's so much gold there. And, you know, when you come down the path a little bit, I will see that in people who are starting out. Like, I'm just going to start out this way. I'm going to start not asking for anything. I'm going to, and then sort of like an understanding clicks on like, oh, okay. And it's that, it's the building of worthiness. But I'm also saying you that like we can kind of like evaporate these layers and the blockages much quicker than we were taught to believe too. So, I mean, in a sense, like so much of this conversation is about like deconditioning.
Totally.
And knowing that this, and also, do you play around with people too in almost like really populating the field with possibilities? Like how I say, like, oh, like, oh, this, like, I'm going to be on a stage. It's like, well, what other 20 things could fill that field? And I think that that could be an important part of the process. So we're not, because that some of it, like, we just haven't dreamt that big.
And so I'm hearing a couple of things. So it's, are we dreaming many things or are we dreaming bigger?
Okay.
Which direction you want to go in?
Whatever you are called to go, wherever. I mean,
I kind of look at it as, first of all, giving ourselves permission to dream, right? You start there. And then you dream and you let go without the attachment of it has to happen this way. That's the other key. And that's the key in all of manifestation. And, you know, people who accomplish whatever they accomplish is they are no longer stuck on it has to happen this way. And I think I forget if it's Abraham or someone who talks about, and they say it's this or something better.
I love that phrase.
Yeah,
love it.
And so, but I think the other piece is, you're right, we don't dream big enough. We dream only as big as we can foresee accomplishing. Right. So if we think we can do it, yeah, let's dream that big.
Right. Of course, I'm laughing because you see parts of yourself. But does it sometimes serve us well to see something out there that is not in resonance with us in order to use it as fuel for?
No. So, I mean, I know what you're asking. I think it's, you know, we kind of, that kind of falls in an old mindset of pushing through it. You know, it has to be hard and it has to be effortful. What you and I are talking about, the quantum world is actually just full of ease. It's simple and it's easy.
Yes.
Those are the two words that apply.
Okay. So
not
I'll,
efforting.
I can see what you're saying because the example that was coming to my mind was, sometimes it drives me crazy when I see the male podcasters who are like, oh, like on top of the world. And I'm like, well, you know, we need more women's voices and stuff. However, that's not that productive, right? So if I sit here like, yeah, what does Maureen want to create? And what do you see? And what's your vision or your unique way of, you know, bringing subjects in or your unique way of, you know, the collaboration of guests or whatever it is. That's more important than putting my hand on my hip and being like, you know, this person because I'm, and essentially, I'm also judging and saying
Exactly.
that they don't deserve that. Like this, some like there's some other weeds in there.
And you're also leading into the idea that women are underrepresented. And I know this sounds crazy, right? So
It's okay.
we get what we put our attention on. So if you're going to put your attention on, we need to be here. You know what I mean? We need equal rights. We are going to perpetuate not having equal rights. What I'm suggesting is dream as if you are there, that we have a voice, that we deserve, right? So you're elevating out of the hole. You're no longer in the
Okay.
hole anymore.
Yes, there's been so many amazing points made today. I know that we're towards, this conversation being complete, but like, what is in your field? Like, what else is coming to you? Like, that you feel is important? Do you feel whatever it is?
Yeah, just so I think I'm being called to kind of talk about everything starts in the energy field. So
Okay.
we have energy all around us, right? So it starts as an energetic vibration. And when that gets constricted or is unresolved, it kind of settles into the emotional body. So it becomes an emotion. And then if that doesn't get resolved, it settles into the physical body. So when we talk about disease or illness or even just a sprained ankle or whatever, that started in the energetic field.
Wow.
So if we can start looking at, I think earlier on you asked, how does one start this process? It starts with understanding how this all works. Because if you can understand it, then you can kind of tease it apart and kind of identify what your role is in all of this. So
Yes.
I would recommend starting with identifying, okay, what is the vibration? Start there because that is where magic happens, right? Things can change in an instant in that space. You can still heal your body, or for example, let's just say training, right? If you want to train for a marathon, you can start running and doing daily workouts. That is working on the physical level. That will take a lot longer. So think of the physical body as 3D reality, and it's very linear. So you have to go from point A to point B. Kind of like driving, right? So if you want to go from Chicago to LA, you're going to drive, I don't know how many hours, what, 40 hours or however how many of hours that is to get there. Or you could take a plane from Chicago to LA and get there in 4 hours, right?
Right.
So working on the physical body, yeah, is like driving, and working with the energy field is like taking a plane.
It's very exciting. And I love that these things are just coming online more and more and more for that accessibility. And I feel like I don't know if this is true or not, but it feels like we're in end of April 2026. Certain things seem to be speeding up in terms of the right people coming in, like synchronicities, the I don't know, just information that's pertinent. I can speak to my journey. Is that something that's happening in the quantum in a more cosmological type way?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing that more and more. And it speaks to, holding a vibration. So many individuals like us are holding a higher vibration. And so what that does is it just levels everything up. So you don't need the entire world to wake up. You just need a number of people that can create a tipping point. That's it.
And I love the question too of last week, someone reached out to me in the beginning of the week and said, Maureen, can you give me the information to contact this guest you had on so for her services? So I sent it and she happens to be local. And so then I ran into the practitioner at the grocery store on Sunday.
Oh.
So I think the question of like, why is this important? Like, why did this show up? Getting super curious about that. And the old question of how is this for me? But it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. And that's, I think, a really important point in our entire conversation is let's start paying attention to what feels good and paying attention to the signs. The universe, we can call it God, we can call it source, we can call it just energy, is constantly communicating with us. It's are we paying attention?
Yes.
And so our job really is to pay attention to the signs and then take inspired action.
Yeah.
That's really this that's all we have to do.
I know there's probably many ways to go about it, but when you were talking about like the frequency that we would like to be in, it reminds me like when I do these podcast interviews, when I'm in it, you can see like I'm smiling the whole time. I'm super excited. When I get off, I'm like, oh my God, this is the best job in the world. That feels like, wow, that's where I want to reside.
And I think the work, if you want to call it work, is to maintain that moment to moment to moment. That's
You too.
really our job. And it doesn't matter what we're doing, right? We could be, raking leaves or pulling weeds. And if we can just stay in that, oh my God, this is so fun. Every little weed that I pull out, it's abundance, or however you want to look at it, and you keep that elevated state, that's all it is. So it doesn't matter what we're doing.
Yes, absolutely. This is a great place to start today. I like so many times, I should say, I open up the door to whatever future conversation is meant to be had. For any message, like I always like check in, just I know that was sort of a message there where you were called, but is there anything coming through, Alifia, just for this ending that you feel is important to the listeners?
When we feel like we are in a stuck place of any kind, right? If you're feeling stuck or you're feeling like there's some resistance, just remember it's a call to rise. Your soul is asking you to step into a bigger space than you're used to. That's it.
That's a
I hope that
great.
helps. Yeah,
It's settling into me. It's a great one to ponder. Alifia, I will share in the show notes your website, anything else you want me to share, how to get in touch with you. Is there anything you want to say about that or add right here?
I think this is perfect. Yeah, just the website would be a
Okay.
good place.
Yeah, because I always put it on social media too. So thank you for your time today and your
Thank
energy.
you so much. Yeah, this
Yes.
was a pleasure. A lot of fun.
And thank you to the listeners, as always, for being here. And you will have all the information to get a hold of Alifia if that's your calling. And just, I think we both really set an intention before we started that there was just these things that were said or shared that really spoke to your heart and opened up something in you. So thank you, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.